Illinois, no news. I think I saw another piece from the Pew Research Group listing all the states with pension problems. It's not strange that we have pension problems. But in 2011, there was a law made that said if a city, a municipality, doesn't make the necessary pension payments, that they're you used the word in your article on WirePoints that their tax, their municipal taxes as a return from the state, are garnished. First, let's talk about Harvey, Illinois, the first to get this. Harvey had their taxes garnished.
Yeah, just think of a bad guy that's not paying his bills. Somebody comes in and garnishes those revenues, takes them away, intercepts them is the other term that's being used by the government. What the state has done is that it has some collections of taxes it does on behalf of Harvey, as it does for all cities, and then it sends them down to Harvey every so often. In this case, when Harvey didn't make its pension payments to his local police and fire funds, the state said, hey, we're going to step in, we're going to keep some of that money, and we'll put it into the pension fund if you won't. So suddenly what you're seeing is Harvey, who's trying to pay its bills for police, fire, and other things, just standard day-to-day operations, is seeing that money gone. And the reaction by the city was saying, well, we have to fire nearly half of our police and fire force. And that's a scary thought when Harvey's not alone in this kind of problem.
All right. In your article, Harvey's police fund should have received $1.37 million in 2016. This is the police pension fund. That number, apparently, they funded the city, funded it at $110,000 or 8%. So that indicates there's a break point in which a city must fund the pension, or the state steps in and takes your tax revenues away and puts them in the pension fund. What is that break point?
So what it is there's a calculation done for every single pension fund, and we're special in Illinois. We have 651 separate individual pension funds for police and fire. Rather than having some kind of consolidated big thing, we have 651 different ones. Each one has a certain amount it has to put in to meet the yearly cost of operating a police or fire force, and an amount to pay back all that huge debt, all the underfunded amounts that that exist, just like at the state level. Each one of our cities have that, and they all have to put that amount in. If they don't meet that statutory required amount, then the pension funds can certify that they were underpaid and then go to the state comptroller and say, hey, we were not paid our money. We want you, the state, to step in and take those funds and put it in our pension fund.
And the interesting thing behind that is that the courts then order the community to increase their property taxes.
Well, that's what happened in Harvey. That's the first time we've seen that, too, which is phenomenal. So you've got a really weird thing going on in Harvey. It's a mess. Harvey is probably an outlier when you consider not just the pension mess, but some of the, let's call it, the criminal mismanagement. But, they had the courts last year on behalf of the fire fund. They stepped in and said, hey, you need to raise taxes in order to increase your payments to the pension fund. Then separately the following year, which is now, the state is stepping in on behalf of the police fund and saying, hey, we're going to take your money. So I think the story about Harvey is interesting because it's a mess. But I think the bigger story is the same power that's being used right now in Harvey is the same power that can be used across every single city in Illinois. That spells a lot of trouble, and we can talk about that.
Well, good, because that's where I wanted to interrupt there. Ted, what percentage of communities fall into the area in which they should be concerned that this is a prospect?
Well, that's where we raised a question at WirePoints. We said, wait a minute, if they've done this in Harvey, and we know that most cities aren't putting in enough money for their pension funds, what does it look like? So we ran the numbers, and in 2016, which is the last year that the Department of Insurance, who kind of consolidates all this information, they ran the numbers, or they provide the numbers. We ran them. Two-thirds or over 400 different pension funds were not paid their full amount in 2016. That means every one of those pension funds could certify the state comptroller to have the cities that didn't pay up have their money intercepted, have it garnished. And again, that's spelling the trouble that we're in across all of Illinois.
So it's just a matter of somebody writing a letter and saying the pension fund, my pension fund that I'm involved with my community, I'm a city employee, I'm a police officer, I'm a fireman, whatever the case, has not been properly funded. And you write that letter to the comptroller and off they go to the races?
Well, they do some kind of certification. The pension fund itself has to do a certification that they weren't, that did not receive the money. And yes, they go to the state comptroller, and the state comptroller, the law is written that it must take those monies. It has no choice, so it must take them.
All right. How unique is Harvey in this spectrum of cities and pension? I mean, we talked about this percentage-wise. I mean, is this really a prospect? In your article, you say, look, I think you referred to it as the first domino.
Well, you know, there are 400 pension funds that were underfunded in 2016. Huge amounts of them, you know, most of them are in deep trouble when you look at their historical. When I say 400, that means that in 2016 they didn't receive the right amount. This stuff has been going on for decades. And so you've got, you know, half of all pension funds that are like half funded. They're missing half the money. So this is a crisis that's building, and you know, this is happening when we're having probably the best economy we could have in a decade. It's happening when we're having booming stock markets. So imagine what's going to happen to these pension funds when things turn south in the economy, which eventually it will, and when the stock market's not so hot. So this is a huge problem in the waiting. There's other implications to those to why it hasn't happened yet, though.
Well, you know,
but I think Tom, the big question is, how the heck can the state, which in itself is headed towards bankruptcy, which doesn't fund its own pensions, it's now coming in and taking money away from cities? It's the state that sets the pension rules. It's the state that sets the collective bargaining laws. It's the state that doesn't allow bankruptcy, and now they're forcing forcing tax hikes and they're garnishing funds. It's a mess.
And you know, the irony of this, or the duplicity of it, or the hypocrisy, whichever colorful term, a state that doesn't make its pension payments, ordering people to make pension payments on the state level, taking money away from them if they don't, putting it into the pension funds, or at least hopefully doing that. And then you have the irony that the fact that the state of Illinois is already withholding tax dollars, state and local tax dollars, from local communities as part of this budget fix, which isn't fixing the budget. Maybe it keeps us a little bit of our nose a little bit more above water, but we're still in pretty deep trouble here. When you look at this, I think a lot of people would probably use the word absurd.
It's absurd. It's surreal. And I tell you what's missing from all this. I'm actually in Harvey this morning. I drove down early this morning. And it's really depressing to see all the boarded up buildings, you know, right across from where you would expect there to be a lot of life. You know, what's missing in all this discussion is what this pension problem across the state, across all these cities, is doing to people's lives. You know, retirement security is being gutted for a lot of these workers. The income, especially in Harvey, are down about 25% in the last 7 years when you include inflation costs. Poverty is up by 7 percentage points. It's almost at 40%, and 10% of the population is gone. It's really sad, and that's the cost to people. Right, we keep talking about financials and funding ratios, but really this is about the cost of people's lives, and we've seen that whether it's, you know, Peoria or Rockford or Effingham, or it's all over the place.
I mean, but when we say, look, we're going to cut the state local taxes, okay, you know that there's mandates, there's the safety of the community, and then they say, okay, now you've got to increase your property taxes so that you can pay the pension fund, which means more people move out of town, which means they have to tax the ones that are going on. When you look at this, it seems like it doesn't nothing more than exacerbate the situation, while admitting here openly and freely that the pension funds have to be funded. It's part of the deal. All right, we've made the deal, made the contracts, and now we can't seem to be able to do it. So what is to be done going forward so that there aren't more dominoes? Because this, you can see it kind of rippling across the state and imploding communities.
Well, so, you know, this is all about the pension math. The math doesn't work. And we have to change the math if we want to get out of the problem. The real issue is that, you know, local governments really have no power. They have a little bit of power, but virtually no power. It's the state that sets the pension rules and the pension benefits. It's the state that sets the collective bargaining rules that say, for example, teacher unions can strike if they don't like what they see. It's the one that says police and fire unions can go to forced arbitration if they don't like what they see. They have all the power. Mayors can't renegotiate those things. They can't cut them. They can't call for bankruptcy. And now when you have the state imposing even more rules like garnishing funds, the cities are they basically have handcuffs on. And so the only way this changes is if you start to allow for bankruptcy, if you allow for major pension reform so we can go to 401ks, if you can allow collective bargaining rules to be changed, because that's the only thing that will solve this. Now, that's a paradox for people who support the status quo. But if you think about it, the status quo, if you want to protect your policemen and firemen, you've got to allow these changes. Otherwise, they're losing their jobs, as we saw in Harvey. Half of the force, or not half, but a big chunk, is losing their job. And they'll lose their pensions anyway. So the real solution is to roll back all these crazy mandates that come from the state. And it's the responsibility of the legislators to be held responsible for this. Right now, they get away without doing anything.